Tonight's discussion had submitted by a number of different people. I got a text about Bishah Shatzibur Mispalim, a whole flyer that davened at the same time where another minyan is taking place, so you could chop some amens and baruchus and kedushas and stuff like that. Is that something that's acceptable, apialacha, to join in a minyan through Zoom? Everyone agrees you cannot create a minyan through Zoom if, you know, 10 people in 10 houses through Zoom, that doesn't connect at all, but if there's an existing minyan somewhere, can you kind of jump on that through Zoom? So there are really two parts to this discussion. I'm going to break it up tonight, and then another one tomorrow. So tonight I'm going to discuss whether or not there's a concept of davening at the same time in your house as another minyan somewhere else. And tomorrow night I want to discuss answering Amen and the sorts when it comes to Kedusha through Zoom. Can that work? So what's his basis? What's a discussion of davening when there's a tzibur, a minyan davening somewhere else? So just first understanding the concept of minyan, just for a few seconds, when the Shulchan Aruch records the halacha of davening in a minyan, he brings it down in Siman Sadi Siftes. He says, Yishtadel Adam Lispalel Bebeis Knesses Im HaTzibur. Yishtadel means to try hard. It doesn't say chayiv, you must, you're required to. Yishtadel, try hard, put a little shtadlus in, to daven in shul in a minyan. Now Rav Moshe quickly says, don't take the mechaber literally. It's a chayiv, there's a real chayiv to daven. Even a great tzaddik, or the great midos, he's not muftach that his tefillos will get answered. If you want your tefillos answered, you must daven in a tzibur. It's a chiyuv, even though the Shulchan Aruch says yishtado. Fine, so there's a chiyuv of davening. But then, if a person can't go to a minyan because he's sick, or whatever, there's no minyan around, so then there's a second option. What's that second option? So it's based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the last few lines, and the Gemara says as follows. That one time, Reb Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, "My time alo asi mar lebeik nisha letzluya. Why didn't you come to shul to daven today?" Amrlei, Rav Nachman says, "Lo yachilna, I wasn't able to." Rashi says he was sick; he was too ill. Amrlei, Reb Yitzchak says, "So lekanfei lamar asara velitza. You should have gathered 10 people together in your house to daven there." We see such a concept of the house minyan when someone's ill. Amrlei, Rav Nachman says, Trichal Milsi, it was very hard. I gathered 10 people, stand out in the street to gather 10 people. It wasn't as easy as sending out an email. I couldn't put it together. So then he says, well, you should have done, Lema Lemar, Lishluchei Litzit Tzibura. You should have told the Chazan, Be'idno Dematzle Tzibura, when the Tzibur gets to davening, Lei Sivilodi Mar, send a message to Rav Nachman, you should daven at this same time when the Tzibur is davening. So Rav Nachman says, "Amr lei, my high, kuli high. What's that about? Davening in my house when the tzibur is davening in Shmoneh Esrei. What's that?" So Amr lei, Rav Yitzchak explains to him, "Damer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would say in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, going on to Daf Ches, my dichse. What does the pasuk say? Vanitzvi asil lecha Hashem eitz ratzon. That Hashem the davening of Hashem should be in eitz ratzon. What's in eitz ratzon? Says the Gemara, Amosai eitz ratzon." Bishah Shat Sibur Mispalim. The time that the Tzibur is davening. This flyer had said, Bishah Shat Sibur Mispalim. You can mekayim the din of davening when there's another minute elsewhere. So Rav Nachman Shiv daven the same moment that the Shliach Tzibur got to Shmoneh Esrei. Now before going right there, I want to make it clear. On the bottom of this flyer it said, this was approved by Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Roth. I am no way attacking them if I say something different. I'm not sure what they said. I don't know how they came to a conclusion. But at least from the flyer, they were only promoting answering Amen Kedusha. They weren't necessarily promoting davening at the same time. So let me explain. So that's just, again, to protect myself. I'm not going against any Gdolei Hador. I'm just saying what my learning of the Sugya, just as a suggestion, whether this is worthwhile or not. But certainly the Gemara says, daven at the same time when there's a tzibur davening. And this is brought down in Halacha. The Mechaber writes that, imhu honest. If a guy is honest, he can't go to shul, he's too sick, or there's no minyan to go to. She'eino yachal lavo beis knesses yechavein lispalel b'shah she'atzibur mispalel full a clear halacha. You should daven the same time when there's a minyan davening. Okay, very good. So, what's the mila? Is that a tefillah b'tzibur? Is that called davening in minyan? What's the mila in that? So there's a Tosos in Avodah Zarah. The Magen Avraham quotes this Tosos on this siman, and the Magen Avraham says, the person davens when the same time b'shah she'atzibur mispalim ain't tefilasa nidches. His tefillah isn't pushed off, but at the same time it's not heard. He says eino nishmas. It's only listened to ela imatzibur bebeis knesses. When you're in the tzibur in the shul, then your tefillah is listened to. If you're davening elsewhere at the same time. It's just not pushed away, but it's not nishmes. What does that mean? It's not pushed away, but it's not heard. So the Machzis Shekel, who's the Perish on the Magen Avraham, he says as follows. When a person davens in a tzibur in a shul, so then your tefillah is heard. It's miskabel. Your bakashas are listened to. Ah, we oftentimes daven for things we don't get answered. So he says the Shla answers many, many answers. One answer is it doesn't get answered in its entirety, but at least some of the bakasha will be answered. That's when you daven in a minyan in shul. But if you're davening at home, the Machzis Shekel explains that it's going to be just a schar that you did a mitzvah. You were yotei tefillah b'tzibur, but not that it will actually be listened to, but you got a mitzvah. It's a nice thing. So there's a value to it, certainly a value to davening at the same time as a tzibur. But the big question is, what's considered tzibur? How do you define a tzibur? My tzibur, a tzibur in Yerushalayim, a tzibur in Los Angeles and Florida, how does one define a tzibur? So the Stipler has a piece in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, and he says it can't be any tzibur in the world, because then at any time, there's always a minyan going on, assuming things were normal. There's always a minyan somewhere. In New York, there's every 5 minutes, there's another minyan somewhere in New York, and then Chicago, then Los Angeles, then China, and then Israel. There's always minyanim. So there's never an idea to be mechaving a minyan. There's always a minyan. Pick any time of the day, and there's got to be a minyan somewhere going on. So it can't be any minyan. It's got to be the minyan of your city. So here in Woodmere, or wherever you're listening, Lawrence, Five Towns, Farakwe, whoever's listening, Teaneck, wherever the minyan is of your particular city. Now, let's say you live in a shul, a city, where there are many shuls or many minyanim. So some say you should be mechavin to one of those minyanim. The Sefer Ishi Yisrael, very important Sefer in Hilchos Tefillah, he brings from Rav Neubert that he says, Davka, where you daven. You can't just pick and choose in these times. If you're davening Esh Kodesh, and I forget the minyanim times already. It's been so long, unfortunately. I don't know, was it like 7:05, I think? There's a 6:20, a 7:05, and a 7:40. I think I got it. Okay, good. So you daven whatever minyan you go to, that's your minyan. You got to chop that same time if you can. But what happens if there are no minyanim in the five towns, which there are, I mean, there's some? That's another question. Let's say there are minyanim that are happening against the tzibur. So against the psak of the rabbanim. So that might be bichlal avera, mitzvah baba avera. We're assuming there are no minyanim going on that are permitted, so there's no minyan in the five towns. Can you piggyback off a minyan elsewhere where the minyanim are taking place al pi halacha? Like in Eretz Yisrael, there are many minyanim that are taking place in Eretz Yisrael. They're permitted by the government. As long as they have the proper protocol, that's permitted. Can you piggyback off of those? So the Ramah writes, I didn't read this Ramah, I wanted to save it for now. Ramah writes, had b'nei Adam, hadarim b'yishuvim, people living in different settlements, v'ein lahem minyan, there is no minyan. Pretty much now the five towns or everyone else in the world, there's no minyanim. We're a yishuv without a minyan. Mikol makom, yispalu shachas v'arvis, bizman she tzibur mispalim, daven when there's a tzibur davening. There's no tzibur. What tzibur is he talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, bishas shekihilos yisrael mispalim. Wherever you can find the tzibur, you should daven with that tzibur. Even though in your city, in your yishuv, your settlement, your village, there is no minyan, find some minyan, you could daven at the same exact time. So according to this, it sounds very nice. So if I know in Yerushalayim there's a minyan, I'll daven at the same time. Problem is, there's a time difference. I'm davening shacharis, they're davening mincha. I'm davening mincha, they're marv. We're off by a minyan, the wrong tefillah. Is that going to work? And unfortunately, it's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah and the other poskim. They have the example, if I'm davening musaf, when my tzibur is davening shacharis, that's not called b'shah shet tzibur mispalim. It has to be the same exact tefillah. So there's an example of Shlomo Zalman talks about. Let's say you have a ben chutzlartz in Eretz Yisrael, second day yantav. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's no yantav anymore. But for me, I'm a ben chutzlartz. For me, it's still yantav sheni. Can I daven in the same time as the Eretz Yisrael chol minim? And he says, you're allowed to, as long as it's a shachris and a shachris. Ah, I'm davening a yantav, and he's davening a 18, 19 brachas. That still works because if we really make our din, every yantav davening should really be a 19 brachas. But because of Tirchah v'Tzibur, we're getting ready for yantav, they made it shorter for us. But really, that yantav, that weekday, Shemar Esrei shayach to me. So I could join in, but as long as it's a shachris and a shachris. But to have me daven shachris in New York, while they're davening mincha in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, wherever it might be, that does not work. So again, I don't know what's behind this flyer is, what they're promoting, or maybe it may have been in Eretz Yisrael or people in the same time zone, but to my understanding, at least, I don't think it works to daven in New York while they're davening Eretz Yisrael a different date. Now, what if there are other minyanim going around in New York that are permissible, that are illegal, and based on Pesach, Piskei, Rabbanim? That seemingly would be allowed, but to my knowledge, there are not any that are going on based on the Rove of the Poskim, at least in the five towns. So, Mirat Hashem, tomorrow night we will continue. We'll talk about answering Amen and Baruch Hu and the like through a Zoom. Even though you're not getting a minyan, is it worthwhile? Should you answer Amen? Maybe you should not answer Amen. That will be Mirat Hashem tomorrow night. Everyone have a wonderful night and enjoy the weather.